beautiful people. This is the Michael Slate Show, and I am your guest host, Sansara Taylor. On today's show, we'll be sharing segments from the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show, which airs on YouTube. But before we get into that, I have incredible, exciting, tremendous news. Bob Avakian, the revolutionary leader, the author and architect of a whole new framework for human emancipation, what we call the New Communism, is out now on social media. At Bob Avakian Official on all the platforms, he's bringing his voice and world-class leadership to the public square, telling people the truth they need to hear and fighting for revolution. And he is straight up at this historic time, putting himself forward because he is a leader who can lead us through this crazy morass and intensifying nightmare and crisis of this system to wrench out a real revolution, true emancipation for all of humanity. So don't miss this. If you're on TikTok, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, all the social media platforms, look for at Bob Avakian Official, and you can find him bringing you the truth, hard-hitting, not watered down, the truth you need regularly. Don't miss it. The other thing I want to highlight for you is that the full RNL Revolution Nothing Less show is available at youtube.com/therevcoms. And on that channel, you can find the full, complete, historic 3-part series interview that I did with Bob Avakian together with my co-host there, Andy Z. We interviewed Bob Avakian extensively. He spoke about his life. He opened up his heart, his history, his personal development, but also his political development. He explored the lessons and formative experience that he draws from working closely with the Black Panther Party in their most revolutionary days. He gets into how he went from being a patriotic American, thankful that he was born in what he believed was this greatest of all countries, to somebody who has become an ardent critic of this country and everything it stands for and everything it does in the world down to today, and the most fiercest advocate for an actual revolution and fighter for this revolution to bring about a world without everything America stands for and true emancipation for all of humanity. He gets into the strategy for this revolution. He gets into the future society, what it needs to look like. He gets into all the things that are holding people back, from those who are catching the hardest hell at the bottom of this society to the students on the campuses with the woke lunacy that's taking hold, but also reaching people's highest aspirations for a radically different world. He does all of this and more, gets into the poetic spirit, gets into all of this, but he is hardcore for a real revolution. And there is nothing like this journey, like these interviews. So I recommend you go to youtube.com/therevcoms. You can also find them at the website revcom.us, where you will find hundreds of articles, audio, other clips about this revolution and from this revolutionary leader, Bob Avakian. There are very few people in the public square or not in the public square who would say that these are normal times, or times even close to normal, whatever that has meant. But very few realize that this is one of those rare times when revolution is more possible. And for the sake of humanity and the planet, we need to seize this moment. So the resources I just gave you are indispensable in the situation we are in. So with that, let's begin with the opening commentary from the Revolution Nothing Less show. Welcome to the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show. My name is Sansara Taylor, and I am here today with Michelle Chai. Hi, Michelle.
Hello. I'm really excited to be here today with you, Sansara. And I want to welcome everybody tuning in. This show is about an actual revolution to overthrow this whole system of capitalism, imperialism, and replace it with a fundamentally different system on the road to human emancipation. And today's episode is going to be focusing in on International Women's Day, which is on March 8th.
That's right. International Women's Day, which is a day to break the chains and unleash the fury of women as a mighty force for revolution. So we're going to get into this today at the heart of our episode by sharing an excerpt from the extraordinary interviews that we did here on this show with Bob Avakian, the revolutionary leader that we follow and base ourselves on, the architect of a whole new framework of human emancipation. And in the excerpts we're going to show today, Andy Z asks Bob Avakian about why he has said that you cannot break all the chains except one. You can't say you want to end all exploitation and oppression except keep the oppression of women by men. And where BA goes with this is really very deep and very moving and very inspiring. So that'll be at the heart of our show. Later in the show, we will share an excerpt from the question and answer that followed a talk that I gave recently at UCLA called Actually, Revolution is Possible. And if this revolution is not made soon, humanity is thoroughly f***ed. So that'll be towards the end of the show. And there'll be a few other things along the way.
But first, we're going to start today's show with a short illustrated clip from a speech from Bob Avakian, Something Terrible or Something Truly Emancipating, followed by a commentary from you, Sansara Taylor.
Here is another profound truth. Even with all the ways that the heavy chains of hundreds and thousands of years of oppressive tradition weigh down on the masses of people and place a heavy burden, particularly on the half of humanity that is female, there is a deep yearning to be free of all this, which not only leads to imaginary hopes of supernatural salvation, but also erupts in unrestrained fury right in this real world. And that fury needs to be fully called forth, given a scientific revolutionary expression, focused toward the emancipation of all the oppressed and exploited of the world, and ultimately all humanity, directed to fighting against the fundamental source of all the suffering. This system of capitalism imperialism, with its suffocating and brutal patriarchal male supremacy, along with all its other outrages. This takes on even more powerful meaning and urgent importance in the current situation in this country and others, where the forceful assertion of raw misogyny, hatred of women, and patriarchal subjugation of women is becoming more blatant and unbridled, focused to a significant degree now in the escalating moves to even further deny women control over their own lives and their very bodies, with the right to abortion and even birth control being brought under mounting attack. Right now, this slogan and call needs to be taken up broadly and made a powerful material force. Break the chains. Unleash the fury of women as a mighty force for revolution.
Que tiemble el Estado, los cielos, las calles, que tiemblen los jueces y los judiciales. Hoy a las mujeres nos quitan la calma, nos sembraron miedo, nos crecieron alas.
This March 8th, 2024, International Women's Day, We RevComs call on you to join us in the streets, in marches, in dance, and through raising our voices to demand a revolution for a whole new way to live in a fundamentally different system. Join us in saying no to 10 women being killed each day in Mexico alone just for being female. No to 45,000 women killed a year around the world by partners or family members. No to 3 women, disproportionately Black and Native American women, killed every day in this country. Join us in saying no to women being forced under the hijab and the burqa. No to the onus being put on women to protect men from the supposed temptation of their bodies. No to blaming women when they are sexually assaulted. No to the violence that enforces this, like when Mahsa Amini was murdered by morality police in Iran in 2022. Join us in saying no to women and girls sold into sexual slavery worldwide. No to women being drugged and pimped out like nothing more than human flesh. No to heaping these women and girls with shame as if they are the ones who are wrong. No to mainstreaming the sexualized hatred of women through violent pornography, all while icons of popular culture, including all too many rappers in this country, commodify themselves sexually and push this as some kind of empowerment. No to the fascists in this country and the U.S. Supreme Court who officially ruled that women are not full human beings, that it is perfectly fine to force women under threat of imprisonment or even death to have children against their will. No to abortion bans in over 20 states with more on the way, and no to the cynical lie that the Democratic Party are champions of women as they pimp off women's fury to get elected while doing nothing meaningful to stop this assault. No to these Democrats who have compromised with this fascist assault for decades as they ceded the moral high ground, demobilized women's fury, and never even codified abortion rights when they held the presidency and the Congress. Hell no. Join us in saying no to the hateful backlash against LGBTQ people, just as they were beginning to win some legal rights and broader social acceptance. No to the hundreds of anti-trans laws introduced or passed. No to dead naming. No to the rising violence on the streets and at the hands of law enforcement and in the prisons. We do not need to, and we must not, accept this world of sexual degradation, forced motherhood, and female enslavement. The suppressed fury of women rumbles beneath the surface, too often swallowed, turned inward, distorted, but it is politically explosive with real revolutionary potential, and it is there. And we aim to call this forward this International Women's Day. And here's something essential to understand. Patriarchy and oppression based on gender and sexual orientation are not some inevitable part of human nature. This oppression has not always existed, and it does not have to be permanent. But this oppression is woven into the fabric and the functioning of every part of society today, including right here in the oh-so-modern U.S. of A. The only way to end this is through an actual revolution. It is true that women and LGBTQ people have won some important rights and made advances in many ways in recent decades. But it is also true that because the oppression of women and oppression based on gender and sexual orientation are built into this system, that these positive changes are a big part of what is driving the vicious backlash of hatred and revenge that we are currently living through. From the more and more degrading porn and sexual commodification, to the fascist assault on trans youth and LGBTQ people generally, to the enslavement of forced motherhood through the denial of abortion rights. And all of this is accelerating now. This is not over. Just this week, the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that fertilized eggs have the same rights as full human beings. Think of the implications of this. That if you don't carry a fertilized egg to term, whether it's because you get an abortion or have a miscarriage or even drop or damage a frozen embryo at a clinic, you could be charged and imprisoned for murdering a full human being. Also, at the end of March, the Supreme Court is going to hear a case that could ban the abortion pill, even in states where abortion is legally protected. This is one of the safest and most common forms of abortion in this country, not to mention the fact that the fascists are preparing nationwide abortion bans. So forget about any so-called plan of the Democratic Party to claw back abortion rights over the next 30 years. The war on women's rights and their very lives is accelerating by the day. This and other divides in society are likely coming to a head with this election, if not before, as the fascists are determined to get and lock in power, whether legally or illegally, or probably through some combination of the two. We need a revolution. And now is the time, this International Women's Day, to unleash the fury of women against all these attacks and to build up the organization and the understanding necessary to make this revolution real. Through a revolution, we can bring into being a whole new society that's going to work to dig up and overcome thousands of years of traditions, chains that bind women, and all oppression based on gender and sexual orientation. A new society that is doing this as part of digging up white supremacy and all forms of oppression and exploitation, together with people around the world. All this and more is brought alive in the Constitution for the new socialist republic in North America that's been authored by the revolutionary leader Bob Avakian. And this is popularized and distilled in this broadsheet. We need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. And here is one of the most important things of all to understand. We are in a rare time
when this revolution could be made. Years ago, Bob Avakian said, "The whole question of the position and role of women in society is more and more acutely posing itself in today's extreme circumstances. This is a powder keg in the U.S. today. It is not conceivable that all this will find any resolution other than in the most radical terms and through extremely violent means. The question yet to be determined is, will it be a radical reactionary or a radical revolutionary resolution? Will it mean the reinforcing of the chains of enslavement or the shattering of the most decisive links in these chains and the opening up of the possibility of realizing the complete elimination of all such forms of enslavement?" End quote. This is more acutely posed today than it has ever been before, and this year will be decisive. And the unleashed fury of women is one of the most critical and driving forces to make a real revolution. So this year, join us in saying yes to calling forward and unleashing the pent-up rage of millions of women against centuries of oppression and violence and all the ways this is intensifying right now. Yes to filling the streets with our fury at the notion that the Supreme Court might take away the abortion pill and other fundamental rights. Yes to making this fuel our preparation for the revolution to bring this whole system down. Say yes to getting out in public on International Women's Day, as well as the days leading up to it and those coming out of it, to disturb the air, to challenge and inspire others to join us. Do it through dance, do it through skits, do it through speakouts and more. Say yes to dreaming of and demanding a far better future and world through the culture we forge in the streets and through popularizing this inspiring and concrete vision of the future. Say yes to digging into and spreading the extraordinary scientific and big-hearted leadership we have to make this revolution real in Bob Avakian through the interviews he did on this show and through his social media feed, particularly his messages 1 through 11, where he breaks all this down. Say yes to changing your whole life, to make changing this whole world through the most emancipating revolution in human history your biggest priority. There is no more realistic way to win a future where women and girls and all people are finally free. And there is nothing more meaningful you can do with your life. Together, let's make this International Women's Day a big advance towards a real revolution as we raise our voices together to declare: women are not bitches, hoes, punching bags, sex objects, or baby-making machines. Women are full human beings. Forced motherhood is female enslavement, abortion on demand and without apology. We need and we demand revolution for a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system, and from Iran to Latin America to everywhere on this planet, break the chains, unleash the fury of women as a mighty force for revolution.
You are listening to The Michael Slate Show. We're going to take a short musical break and be right back.
They sentenced me to 20 years of boredom, but trying to change the system from within. I'm coming now, I'm coming to reward them. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. I
So Sansara, in your commentary, you mentioned leading into International Women's Day, we're going to be doing dancing and skits. So we want to share with the viewers a dance that we've been doing and that we're going to be getting out leading into International Women's Day this year, called A Battle Cry to Break All the Chains.
Every 10 seconds, a woman is beaten.
Rise up and break the chains. Wake up. Now's the time.
So Michelle, I know that you and others worked to develop, write, and choreograph this dance last International Women's Day and got out all over the place performing it. And since then, you've updated the lyrics and some of the dance to really encompass the urgent moment that we're in now, when this revolution is more possible and things in this society are coming to a head, really with a politically explosive mix coming into and heading into this election year, and the possibility of the whole direction of society coming up for grabs, and the need for women and others to step out and fight against this. And I saw in this video you showed, and from the experience I've seen in other ways, that everywhere you guys perform this, people pretty much, they stop in their tracks. Not everybody, but a lot of people, and they're tuned in and it's waking them up. And I wonder if you could talk some about the impact it has had on people performing this dance, of them getting involved in it, and how you see this playing a role this International Women's Day.
Well, one, this dance is pretty inspiring. You know, the lyrics, both in bringing alive what it means to be a woman in this society, and the fact that it doesn't have to be this way, right? And it's also a very joyous, you know, very, you know, full of fury, but also a lot of hope, right? That we can actually live a whole different way, and that now is the time, right? And so when we've been getting out to shopping centers and eating areas, when we kind of do like flash mob style, right? And so people are kind of like, whoa, you know, but then when they get going with the music and they start jamming to it, you know, and they feel like, whoa, what is this, you know? And it usually is followed up with, you know, somebody saying some things about an actual revolution and the leadership that we have for this revolution. And it also is a very simple and, you know, a pretty simple and pretty exciting thing for people to like just join on the spot. Very simple that people can learn it on the spot. People can chant it together. People can raise their fists together and, you know, and contribute in that way.
So I know in the next couple weeks leading up to International Women's Day, like you said, here in Los Angeles, and we want to encourage people around the country to take this dance out in public and other creative form skits and other ways that you want to organize people, disturb the air and call people in who are inspired on the spot to join in building for and manifesting on International Women's Day, where this dance should be performed by dozens or even hundreds of people in public places, together with marches and speak outs, revolutionary dinners. This is a really important holiday, International Women's Day, to make a leap in getting organized for a real revolution and repolarizing society towards this. Now, another thing that I mentioned in my commentary that's really important and foundational and needs to run through all of our work in organizing, and that we want to share with you watching right now, is the following from the interviews that we did here on this show with Bob Avakian. As I said at the beginning of the show, Bob Avakian is a revolutionary leader that we follow here on this show and in this movement for revolution. He is the architect of a whole new framework for human emancipation. And this is a new communism. It's a really radical re-envisionment of the most emancipating revolutionary project in human history. And Bob Avakian in this excerpt goes deeply into why you cannot break all the chains except one. And he does this as part of introducing people to this revolution and struggling with them to join this revolution. And you get the heart and soul of this leader, and you get the hardcore edge for real revolution. So let's watch that now.
I want to move to it, just in the time we have, to a direct question that affects the people who do need to be part of this revolution, where you've said that And I'm just going to read this quotation. You can't break all the chains but except one. You cannot say you want to be free of all the exploitation and oppression except you want to keep the oppression of women by men. I think while you've touched on that in this discussion of the fascists, I think this is a big, I know this is a big question among men of all strata, but it's a big, it's very important, and it's a big part of our revolution if we actually are going to get to, one, make a revolution, and two, have it a revolution that is leading towards the emancipation of all humanity. So I just, before we move off of this, I'd like you to speak to that.
Well, you know, in part, the thing about you can't do away with all oppression and, except, you know, the oppression of women. You know, you can't say you want to be for liberation, but you want to enslave women. And it goes back to the Lead Belly song and everything else. You know, like, you know, for men, including men who are brutally exploited and oppressed under the system and murderously, you know, subjected to all kinds of degradation and literal, like I said, literal murder. You know, there's still a question of there's one sphere, you know, or at least, you know, one concentrated sphere where you can act like the oppressor and feel like you're getting over. And that's, you know, that's your relationship with your woman and with women in general. You know, I mean, it comes out in the, you know, in the most outrageous ways, too. I just have to say this because it really gets to me. You know, you hear some of these basic, you know, and people say you don't say basic, but I'm going to say basic because they're people are catching hell right under the at the base of society. You hear some of these men, you know, say things like, you know, when you talk to them or go to them about the right to abortion and how we have to stand up for the right, and they'll say, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, if she didn't want to get pregnant, she should have kept her legs closed. And nobody's telling these motherfuckers, you just keep your dick in your pants, okay? You know, see, they don't want to hear that, right? So, you know, all this bullshit is just a way of, like, you know, women should be subordinate to men. That's what it says in the Bible, someone will tell you. You know, that's just the way it is naturally and so on. This is among the oppressed, people suffering terribly, I'm talking about, although they are not the only ones, you know, who do this by any means. And, you know, I will say, you know, just on a personal note, that for me, in my own development as a revolutionary and communist, I would say it has been a lifelong process of a continually deepening understanding of, you know, the horrific nature of the oppression of women, but also the pivotal and central role of the struggle for the emancipation of women in the overall communist revolution to emancipate all humanity from every form of oppression and exploitation. So, you know, this really is, you know, crucial in the whole struggle. There is not going to be any liberating struggle, any liberating real revolution that doesn't have, right at the heart of it, at the core of it, the emancipation of women from every way in which they're degraded and debased and oppressed and, you know, violently suppressed. And, you know, this is a lot of struggle. Now, you know, look, there, I've talked about backwards that people are into, but there also are, you know, positive things where, you know, not only among young women, but even some of the young men, including among the oppressed, have taken a better stand on this because they can identify, you know, at least on a, you know, as a first step, beginning basis, they can identify with people who are being oppressed, you know, and then sometimes it's more large, there's more largeness of mind involved. They don't want oppression of any kind, you know, as much as they understand that, they're against it. So there's contention out there. But, you know, in order, like I said, in order to have this revolution, this has to be at the core of it. It's not the only form of oppression. It has to be uprooted, obviously, but it is right at the core of transforming the whole world. You know, this historic and, you know, thousands of year old oppression of women in different forms and different societies, you know, and it's been completely bound up with the division of society overall into masters and slaves, into oppressors and oppressors, exploiters and exploiters. You go back in history, it's completely bound up with that and has run through every form of oppression and exploitation, going back to days of slavery, right up to the modern capitalism, imperialism, and all its forms of oppression. So, you know, and look, here's what I would say that I think is important too. You know, there's a whole thing out there, and I'm speaking particularly, you know, to people who do catch the worst hell under the system and are, you know, find all kinds of wrong ways to lash out at the way that they feel that they're being told every day that they're worthless and useless and, you know, scum and so on, you know, who lash out violently at each other. But there's this whole notion that, you know, if you aren't f***ing over somebody else, you're weak. I mean, some people, you know, will even talk about how if you're in this life, you know, out on the streets and whatever, you know, in these communities, in neighborhoods where all this is, you know, so intense, you can't even laugh, at least not in public. You know, you might laugh in private, but you can't even laugh because it makes you look weak. And so the only way that you cannot be weak is by f***ing over other people. And one of the main ways, if you're a man, that you can f*** over other people is to f*** over women. Now, we are bringing forward and have to fight ferociously for a whole different morality, a whole different way of going through the world, which is based on a scientific understanding of how we're going to get rid of all, what this oppression of all kinds is rooted in, and how we're going to get rid of it through a revolution to overthrow the system. But we have to go to people and say, there is nothing weak about fighting for the emancipation of humanity. You want to talk about something that takes courage and heart going up against this whole system? As an emancipator of humanity, to get rid of this whole system, take it on and bring it down and put something much better in its place, that takes a tremendous amount of heart. It's not we're in a contest to show, you know who's badder, you know, who's tougher, you know, who's not weak. That's not what it's about. But if you want to talk about an outlook on the world, fighting for the emancipation of everybody in the world from every form of oppression, exploitation is the most powerful and meaningful thing you can do. And you don't, the question isn't being f***ed over or f***ing over someone else. It's being an emancipator. It's being a revolutionary. It's going up against this whole system in order to put an end to all the shit that's put you in a situation you're in and has put billions of people like you, male, female, and so on, all genders, you know, in the same kind of situation. That's what we're about. That's the heart that's involved in doing this, as well as, you know, it's founded on a science, but it takes heart. That's the heart. The heart to say, we're going to do away with any way in which anybody's f***ing over anybody in the entire world. You want to talk about something that's not weak? Well, that's it right there, even though the point is not, oh, you know, we're more hard than everybody else. It's not a contest to be hard. This is about emancipating humanity. But we have to break out of this whole trap where the terms are either you are f***ing over somebody or you're getting f***ed. We have to break out of that, not by, you know, moralizing at people to go to church, you know, and all the rest of it. Get with the revolution. Put all that anger and that frustration at the way that you're being done daily into this revolution. This is, you know, this is what anybody who really wants to stand up. This is what anybody who wants to have their life mean something. Yes, something bigger than themselves, but something that gives expression in the highest way to what someone's life can be about. This is where you need to go, and this is what you need to be part of. And we need to go fight with people about this. Get out of this whole framework of, you know, if you're not f***ing over women in particular, or you're not f***ing over the people on the next block, then you're soft and weak, and your life is not about anything. Get out of that, because the choices are not being the f***er or being f***er. Over the choices are being enslaved or emancipated. And that's what we represent, and that's what we got to take to people and fight fiercely with them about. And yes, one of the most concentrated expressions of that is fighting for the emancipation of women.
Let me remind you that you are listening to The Michael Slate Show. My name is Sansara Taylor, and I am your guest host.
Trying to look past this thing that's between us, wondering when all this anger will fade. The stars look the same from where we are standing. Why can't we fix this mess we've made? Let's not forget that our fates are as one, just because we feel numb and betrayed.
there is love, there must be something good, something strong between you and me. There is hope, we must try. If we don't, we'll regret it the rest of our lives, side by side. Forever, you and me, we are stronger together, hoping to find a path to forgiveness, knowing that pride always gets in the way. We all want a place where it's safe to be human, the welcome embrace of a brand new day. Let's not allow what we have to be lost just because of what someone might say. There is love, there must be something good, something strong between you and me. There is hope, we must try. If we don't, we'll regret it the rest of our lives, side by side, forever. You and me, we are stronger.
So that was a very powerful clip from Bob Avakian. And I just want the audience to like really think about the difference that it can make putting this leadership and what you just heard in front of many more people.
I know, Michelle, when you've told this story before, but I want to ask you about the impact it had on you personally when you first heard Bob Avakian speak overall, but also on this question of the liberation of women.
Well, the impact it had on me was that it challenged me on the way I was looking at everything, the way I was thinking about everything, right? The culture in society and how, you know, you end up embracing the chains, celebrating the chains, loving the chains, and then you're challenged that there's a whole different way. One, you're challenged on how putrid the culture is, and then two, you're challenged on like it doesn't have to be this way, you know, a whole different way, right? Just even what we've heard about a whole different way that people can relate to each other. What, that you don't gotta be calculating if you're gonna be the one getting fucked over, so might as well be the one that's over others, you know, like that's pretty challenging. And it does actually take you outside of just the ugly terms of everything that exists around us.
I think that's really important. And the other thing we really want to encourage everybody watching to do, in addition to getting into these interviews by Bob Avakian and that particular clip that we just shared, is to follow Bob Avakian Official on social media, on Twitter, on, or I guess it's X now, on Facebook, on Instagram, and all the social media platforms. Bob Avakian is putting out messages and leadership for this revolution, truths that people need to know, truths that are covered over and lied about by the rulers and by all of their institutions and how they brainwash people, and truths that challenge a lot of the wrong assumptions that people, the very people who need this revolution and need to be part of making this revolution, have. And in particular, his first 11 messages on his social media, 1 through 11, are really like an introductory, like a starter kit, like an introduction and training in why we need this revolution and how to understand what's true and our responsibility to fight for what's true, how this revolution can be made. What is the system that rules over us? This is really a really deep introduction and to this leader and to this revolution. So everybody who we're encountering, everybody who is tuning in for the first time and hearing about this, and everybody that we meet who's turned on to this revolution, they really need to go deeply into these first 11 messages from Bob Avakian on social media, and then follow his social media to see what else is coming out as he moves forward in this.
So with that, we want to go to a clip from a question and answer of a speech that you recently gave at UCLA that I was very happy to be in the audience. And it was a very revolutionary, very, you know, important speech at this time, right? And the title of that speech is actually Revolution is Possible, and if this revolution is not made soon, humanity is thoroughly f***ed. So in the Q&A, there was a really important question that we want to play for you now.
Can I ask two questions?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, well, first, hi.
Hi.
I suppose I'm here to represent the furious trans youth.
Okay.
But I had to say what you said about your interactions with students and how they were unable to provide a positive vision for the future. If you were to ask me my vision for a positive future, I'd be able to describe a series of things that I'd like to see happen, such as universal health care, a democratization of the economy through worker communes and stuff like that. But all of those things that I can imagine, or equal rights amendment, all of those things, those all can be done within the current mm-hmm. system. What you've outlined in your speech seems to be a huge description of things that are bad with capitalism, which I agree, but I'm not convinced right now that we need a revolution. And furthermore, I'd like to turn back to you. What is your positive vision for the future? Because so far you have not outlined the structure of the economy that you're planning for, how workers will reap the benefit of their own labor. I'm curious to hear that. And then I have a second question once you're done with that one.
Yeah, well, why don't you do both?
Okay, my second question would be, who are you voting for this November?
That's the question I wanted to ask.
Who else wanted to ask that?
There's a previous thing I'd seen that Bob Avakian said that you should vote for Biden in 2020, and so I'd just like to hear, who's voting in the 2024 election?
Okay, so those two people asking that. Okay. Oh, you wanted to add? Go ahead.
I assume that your answer to the voting question would be that you're not voting for either of them based on your current description, and if that's the case, I just wanted to know, when me and my trans friends are being put on registered and sterilized and, thrown out of our jobs because Donald Trump and his fascists got elected because you didn't vote for the lesser of two evils, what will you be doing?
Okay. Well, I'm going to put these together. We're going to not take more questions yet. We'll get to you, but I don't want to pile more questions since this got very rich and worth taking a minute on. Your first question is, do these things I'm describing really require a revolution? And I could just say, look, on the evidence, people tried to pass the ERA for, they started? No, like, it wasn't, who knows? Okay, we have Carol Downer. I'm like, yeah, I'm trusting you, yeah. So we could do something simple and say, well, it hasn't worked yet, okay? That's true up to a point, but you're saying, but is there something in the nature of the system that says that it couldn't be done? I can't say that the ERA could never have been passed, but I can say that the oppression of women and oppression based on gender and sexual orientation cannot be wrung out of this system. And patriarchy predates capitalism. Long predates it by thousands of years, but it did emerge with the division of society into masters and slaves, into oppressors and oppressed and rulers and ruled over. And the whole notion, which is still playing out today, that women should be reduced to their reproductive capacity or their sexual services, that they're reduced to sex objects or breeders, comes from the need to control private property and inheritance from one generation to the next. It's built into class-divided society. And out of that, and bound up with that is rigidified gender roles, is sexual norms that are very restrictive and repressive. There's complex history here, but it's woven together. The state interest in controlling these things and religious mandates to control these things are rooted in class divisions. So capitalism inherited this. It didn't create it. But now it's built into its structures. The family is the economic unit. The patriarchal family is the economic unit of society. It is part of what holds the fabric together. It's how children get reared. It's how their needs get met. It's either one way or the other. You can't have communal and collective care for children as long as you have private divided classes and people competing for survival. That's just a change that happens. So you need women in a subordinated role. You need this patriarchal family as long as you have capitalism. And it's been strained, it's been stretched, it's been through struggle, but it keeps snapping back. And that's part of what you have going on right now with this violent reassertion of patriarchy, with the taking away of the right to abortion, with the violent attacks and legal and extra-legal attacks on trans people, LGBTQ rights that were some of them not won yet, some of them only recently won, but they're being campaigned against very viciously. And what you're describing of the threat of trans people being put on registries, of all the horrific things that were in The Handmaid's Tale and stories like that, which are all rooted in real scripture and ideas that have emerged in the real world. All of that is real. That's really the stakes that we're looking at. But I would say this. Two things. One is that the Rev Coms and BA Lead in making this analysis, I think, have done more to lead people to stand up against and fight this fascism in the way that's meaningful. Going back to when Trump was first elected, I was part of this, Andy Z in the back was part of this. We united with people from throughout society to start a group called Refuse Fascism to drive Trump out of office through mass political struggle, which people have done all over the world to drive out hated dictators and regimes. And through mass struggle, which is the way that actually could have unseated him and reversed not just him, but the momentum in society. We waged massive struggle and have continued to lead people to stand up against the whole direction he's taking things. In 2020, because people hadn't stood up in that way and in their broad numbers hadn't responded, and it really was the case that he was going for re-election and a second term was going to be just like it will be now, not a repeat of as horrible as the first term was, but a whole much more radical remaking of society. We said, and BA said at that time, as a secondary aspect, while still fighting for people to get into the streets and resist this and not let this go down, as a secondary aspect, this is a rare circumstance where the stakes are so high that people should vote for Biden to create as much of a precedent in the public eye that first, so that Trump doesn't get elected.
And the stakes are still high.
No, I'm not done. They are high, but I'm going to get to that. This is not as simple. I don't want to be simplistic, but that there was a need to create more difficult conditions for Trump to stay in office through principally struggle in the streets, but also through trying to deliver an electoral defeat. And that barely kept him out. It made a difference, but it barely kept him out. But things have moved on since then. And two things are profoundly different this time around. Number one, Trump's not staying out. Even if he loses, I don't think people, if you know, it's very real, the registry, but let's be real, this mother almost did a coup last time. He has purged the party of anybody who stood against him. Liz Cheney, who is hardcore, high up, fascist, Republican mainstay, is out. These people are out. He just has kneecapped the RNC head to put in election deniers. These people are not, and they have way more people armed to the teeth, white supremacists, MAGA fascists, and Christian fascists who are ready for civil war to wipe everybody out they hate if Trump gets convicted or if he loses the election. So one, and Trump says he's not going to accept an election loss. So one thing that's changed is even with an electoral defeat, things have moved and the fascists have advanced to a degree where they're not going to respect that in the same way, number one. And number two, when you have a chance to actually lift the whole system off the backs of humanity, which is what could open up in the kind of all-out crisis that we're going into, that is more real, and that is going to do more good for the trans people, for women, for black people, for the people of the world, for the environment, than trying to stave off Trump when it's just not going to work within this and let this system recoup and recover. We have a shot to change the whole world. We have a shot to change the whole world, and you don't throw that away. Because honestly, then we'll be sitting here and saying, man, how do we let it pass? The planet is on fire. How do we let it pass? It's not just genocide in Gaza. It's spiraled out into nuclear war. How do we let it pass? Because these Christian fascists are not letting up. I really think you're right about what they're intending to do and how serious they are, but I do not think you're right to think that they're going to be held off with an election. And I do not think you're right to think that we don't have a shot that we should aim for now to end the whole thing and get to a whole different society. And I did paint a picture, and we should get into it more fully, of what the new socialist state would do. It does actually give people the right, the most fundamental right of all, which is to come together and decide together how to utilize the resources of society, how to make, to plan the economy, the education, the media, all of these things in line with digging up and overcoming thousands of years of oppressive relations and traditions chains. And it's very concrete. And it's broken down here, healthcare, not based on profit. Ending wars and the basis for wars and nuclear weapons altogether. It talks about overcoming and uprooting national oppression and sexism and other forms of inequality. It's very concrete and it's broken down, and you can do it when you untether the economy and people's lives to the system of capitalism and its drive for profit. So that's my answer. And I won't be, just to be very concrete, I won't be voting this year for any of them, because I don't think it's going to be meaningful. It's not going to have even the chance of having that meaningful holding pattern, a staying off pattern that it had last time. So
you are listening to The Michael Slate Show. We're going to take a short musical break and be right back. Okay, so I have my phone before we close out, Michelle, both to remind everybody to follow at Bob Avakian Official on all your social media platforms, but also because we wanted to share. Earlier, we were telling people get out there in creative ways, spread the word about International Women's Day and about this revolution through skits, through dance, through speak outs, through all kinds of creative things. And there was a great, really creative fundraising effort that some of the RevComs did with some students at UCLA to raise money, which also needs to go on. It's a big part of the revolution. This was a hot dog sale, and it was filled with good puns. We're going to show on the screen the display that they put out. Get this link and break the chains, sausage link. We can get to a, this is my favorite. We can get to a world beyond wieners and losers. That was my favorite. Also, to be Frankfurter, we need a revolution. Don't make things worst. Another world is possible. Worst like bratwurst. And sausage party for gender equality. Not everybody gets that, but if you don't, ask somebody. And fuck Snoop Dogg. And we just thought this was too much fun to let to close out the show without appreciating.
Yeah, and also appreciating a comment, feedback that we got from a friend of the show and a Patreon who said, don't relish the idea of revolution, better catch up.
All right, that definitely deserves some love. And if you are not a Patreon, take a lead and catch up and become a Patreon that is a financial supporter of this show with your regular donation every month at whatever level you can afford, $50, $25, $3, whatever you can afford. Be part of fueling this show that needs to get out much more broadly as this revolution spreads in this crucial year.
And that brings us to the end of another show here at The Michael Slate Show. I'd like to thank Andy Z and everybody at the Revolution Nothing Less Show, my assistant producer, Henry Carson, and all of you for tuning in. And again, check out The RevComs on YouTube at youtube.com/TheRevComs and follow at Bob Avakian Official on all your social media platforms. And remember, the problem is not human nature, it is the nature of the system. Through a real revolution, a better world is possible. My name is Sansara Taylor. I'll talk to you again next week.
Cats like me and you have got lost, but they adhere to laws outside the laws as they down by those we don't subscribe to. The world is getting stranger. We can make a new start.
wanna die for something. Bring on the revolution. I wanna die for something. Bring on the revolution. Don't wanna die for nothing. For every freedom. The children play. Remember how the privileged classes grew, and from this day we set out to undo what won't undo. Looking for the grand in the minute, every breath justified. Step that we take to remove what the powers that be can't do, and the children will understand why.
Bring on the revolution.
Keep the pressure on. I wanna die for something.
Bring on the revolution.
Keep the pressure on. I wanna die for something.